Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. John Bradbury's been hanging out with us now for a decade. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, I need to tell us about your company and tell us about how we can find you online.
Yeah, so the online address is, or the URL is eplabs.co. All there's right. No M at the end. So eplabs.co.
And
we, you know, quite simply, we work with entrepreneurial talent. That's our focus. And we develop, we assess talent, and we strengthen talent, which for us means how ready are you and how do you prepare to move into an entrepreneurial role? Once you do, how do you find the best fit between what you bring and what the venture or the role needs from you? And then how do you, we also talk about performance and focus on performance a lot, which is, are you bringing your best? You know, for whatever reasons, many entrepreneurs just don't show up with their best selves.
Why would you think that happens? I'm having a hard time even imagining that, John, because even if you really have all your skin in the game, and your bones and your muscles and your organs, all that in the game, you know, you may want to be lazy, but if you're going to survive, you can't be lazy. You got to show up. What does that look like?
Well, there are levels of stress and fatigue some of that can be created by family stress, for example, not thinking through the real ramifications of jumping, you know, making that entrepreneurial leap, and the risk it can involve. Some people think they're risk takers, but then they get in that moment and they are paralyzed.
Are you saying that sometimes you talk people out of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and not only because of risk, but just because of maybe it's not time yet. And so, you know, we have so many people, young people especially, who want to move down the entrepreneurial path, be an entrepreneur. And, you know, we often counsel them. You and I have talked about this. Go out and get some experience. You know, learn an industry. Learn a market.
Get 5 years behind you being a follower.
Yeah. Yeah, figure out how business works and build a bunch of relationships. And
watch other people make mistakes with their money, right, first.
Right. And then, you know, at some point you'll find an idea that is not just about your passion. It's not just about you. You realize that there's a real market opportunity there. It's a good question. A lot of, you know, entrepreneurship is not just about going out with your hair on fire every day and working as hard as you can. Mm-hmm. It's about, as you've said many times, what's the right role for you? How do you surround yourself with people who compliment you? And, you know, some managers, some entrepreneurs aren't good at that. They aren't willing to let go.
I wasn't once upon a time, and once I learned how to do that, and it's the most liberating feeling in the world. And every employee that I've ever had, I taught them how, I say every employee, I taught a lot of my employees how to do the things that they're doing for me, for our company. And now they've transcended whatever I knew, and they won't let me touch that. I mean, I taught them how to do it, and if I can't get near what they're doing because they know I'll probably mess it up. That's a great feeling, isn't it?
That is right. I mean, that's almost the definition of growth, both in terms of ability to grow your business and grow people.
Mm-hmm. And find those entrepreneurs, the people And what, it's a great feeling, John, when an employee does something, takes initiative on their own, whether they make the right decision or not. It's a really good feeling to know that somebody made a decision when you and you didn't have to. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Last thought. I agree. And, you know, I would say last thought is everybody's entrepreneurial at something. You may think they're not bringing that to their work, but if you look at their life, there are things they are doing that are very, they're passionate about, they're creative, they're building things. So how do you bring that into your business?
Hey, John, thanks for being here. EP Labs, eplab.co, is that right? eplab.co. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. John, come back soon. Thanks for being here.
We're good.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.